Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, 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 hello. Garbers having headphone difficulties, but welcome. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio.
These aren't working.
Easton, Pennsylvania, and Garber's headphones aren't working, so I'm just going to keep talking. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake, but I can't hear
and
anything.
This is Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Two
coming at you a little bit late tonight at about 11:10 because everything in the studio is all mixed up.
It's
we had to
like
move chairs,
backwards.
The mics, so we could fit two people talking to each other.
It's really weird. Nothing is in the right place.
It's a whole mess back here. But we're still doing okay. We got a good show for you guys tonight. Do you like my soothing radio voice?
I don't know. I can't hear it.
Oh, well, I mean, do you hear my voice?
Oh, well, now I do.
Oh, I actually can't hear through my headphones. I was just rolling with it.
Wait, really?
I cannot, no.
Oh, that's not good.
I just, we needed to start talking, otherwise it's dead air. So, you also need to find the playlist. Why don't you find the playlist, and then we'll deal with the headphones.
All right.
But we got a good show for you guys tonight.
We do. It should be lit.
A couple of my favorite artists. Oh, I can hear myself now, by the way.
Cool.
A couple of my favorite artists, my album of the week for this week, and more. Yeah, just look up the first song, and then we'll go from there, because it looks like it's not going to show up.
Yeah, we got to figure out how Spotify decides what to show and what not to show.
It shows... Well, yeah, I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It just shows all the littest playlists.
All right. Well, we have what we have here the things that we're gonna play.
Yes.
So
a list of things that we will play.
Yes.
The first thing is a new thing. It came out.
It did.
A couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And is good.
It is.
So.
Do you want to just play it?
Let's go.
Okay. Whoops! I forgot to turn the computer on. All right. Let's try that again.
Take two.
Take two.
Nope. This is old.
All right. Do you want to just start with this?
I guess we might as well.
All right, cool.
So here's something we weren't expecting.
All right.
And not what we were expecting.
Yes. Well, that should be queued up next.
Do that.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight. Hey.
So, that is two very different love songs.
Oh, yeah.
One on purpose, one on accident.
Yep. Yeah, so we were trying to do the Queens of the Stone Age song, which is really cool, but
yes.
Spotify, I guess, updated, and now it's kind of weird.
Yes.
And it screwed up the system we had where we were using the queue for the show. So we ended up with Frank Sinatra by accident. But that was pretty cool.
But it was fun.
Dude, accidental Sinatra. I don't listen
Frank Sinatra. So.
Accidental Sinatra is never a bad thing.
No, I enjoyed it. It was very calm and soothing, just like my radio voice.
Well, now I can tell you that it's moderately calm and somewhat soothing.
There you go.
I wouldn't get too happy.
Well, that's about the best I can ask for.
Okay.
So, I'll take it.
Anyways. Hey, you know what? They do kind of work together, though. In some way, because like you have Frank Sinatra, not that particular song, but like Frank Sinatra does a lot of stuff with swing music, and that Queens of the Stone Age song sounds kind of like Queens of the Stone Age playing big band music, like swing, like but with rock instruments.
I've been taking some swing classes.
Have you?
It's been interesting. Yeah, I'm a terrible dancer, but it's fun.
Why have I not heard about this?
Because I just started doing it with Marissa. I think we went 2 weeks ago, and then we've only been two classes. So.
Ah. Well, when are they? I gotta watch this.
Oh, I mean, the classes are Monday at 9, but I don't think it's really a watch type of scenario. You either go or you don't.
Yeah.
It's not really a...
Well, I don't want to dance. Well, then... I just want to watch you dance, because I feel like that'd be entertaining.
Well, then, I guess we'll just have to come up with another time for us to show you our dance moves.
Okay. I feel like that'd be okay with that.
Yeah, so...
Although, are you guys doing, like... Is there, a performance at the end of the semester?
No, not for this. It's just a beginner's class, so I don't think they're gonna do it. But either way, trying new things. Senior year, getting out there, doing different stuffs.
And how's that going for you?
I'm having a good time, all in all.
Cool.
Plus, I got my new soothing radio voice.
See, that's better.
It's the closer you get to the mic, because you have to whisper. And whispering is always just a little bit more sensual.
You know, I feel like that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's a song that's a little less sensual.
It's very...
But a lot more fun.
It is very lovely, though. Here's the musical stylings of the Beatles with their fantastic track off of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Here's Lovely Rita. Lovely Rita. This has been Two Dudes Assorted Tunes here on WJRH. 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
We'll be back after a short break for some music.
Start, I told you.
The weird stuff. I love listening to songs and then just noticing something like that you just, like, I've definitely heard that part before, but it's never like stuck out to me as much as that moment.
Yeah.
And like, I love when there's just different stuff that sticks out to you, or like weird stuff come, like, depending on what speakers you listen to. And we've talked about this before, like how different sounds are more exaggerated than others.
Yeah. Maybe.
And one of the songs that we have.
You mean on the show or just like in life?
Just like we've talked about that before in life. Oh, okay. Not necessarily on the show.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, okay. I definitely don't remember doing that on the show.
Well.
I vaguely remember doing that in life.
When you listen to songs, depending on how they're kind of composed or put together, mm-hmm. when you listen to songs that have a lot of layers and you listen to them on different types of speakers, like earbuds versus headphones versus like large speakers phone speakers, different stuff sticks out and you hear different things. And one of the songs that we have later comes from an album that really reminds me of that. And so, yeah.
I'm curious to find out which one it is.
You know which one it is.
I don't know which one it is.
Oh, well. I guess there are a couple where it could really fall into place. Yeah, there's one very specific one.
Is it number four?
It would be, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Honestly, dude, literally I could 4, 5 and 6 and probably even 7.
Yeah.
I could and see 8. As you thinking of. Yeah. And 8.
Yeah. No.
I feel like 8 less so, but 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, 8 so because of the band. Because of...
Manahan.
I was going to say, that doesn't say Manhattan.
Nah, it says Manahan. Let's not give away too much about what
we're doing. No one knows what that is.
Do you know?
Okay.
They could.
Okay, actually, this is a perfect time to plug this. So, we're people, we have Snapchats, blah, blah, blah. Send us your middle finger to tell us that you're listening. We don't care what you think, but we want to know you're listening. So send those middle fingers in today. I'm Owen Robinette. No punctuation.
I'm the one true Jake.
And that's Snapchat, a reminder. Anyway.
Are we going to ask people if they know who the Manahan Street Band are?
If you know who the Manahan Street Band, or more specifically, if you can guess what song we're going to play at the end of the show, or what artist, it doesn't have to be what song, if you can guess what artist, because the Manahan Street Band's a feature, if you can guess what artist we're going to play at the end of the show, I will buy you a cookie. So...
You will buy them a cookie.
I will personally buy you a cookie. Send me your address and I will send you a cookie if you don't go to Lafayette. If you do go to Lafayette, I'll just walk to Wawa and buy you a cookie. If you're my parents, well then, I'll buy you a cookie when I'm home.
Oh, they can't go to my Spotify and see because we couldn't find the playlist.
Yeah, no.
It is still a secret. It is a secret. Cool.
If you're a cheater, then... I'll still buy you a cookie because you technically won, but just know in your heart that that's a guilt cookie. So, yeah, keep that in mind.
All right.
Anyway, here's not that band.
Exactly. Yo, Owen, you've seen Baby Driver, right?
I have.
So anyone here who's seen Baby Driver undoubtedly remembers the final scene where one of the main characters gets shot. I'm not going to say who.
Yeah.
You know, but someone gets shot. And then there's a big chase that comes after
it's
that.
It's me.
Right?
Mario.
Okay. You remember the scene.
Yes.
It's not Mario.
Oh.
Mario does not get shot in that movie.
Oh.
I don't think he's even in that movie.
Oh. Well, now I'm just sad.
Huh?
Well, anyway, no,
you should, shot dude, you scene. Should, you shouldn't be sad because Mario didn't get shot.
Yeah, but Mario wasn't in the movie. You got problems with Italians? Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
It's messed up. Baby Driver. If that even is your real name.
It's not. It was Miles.
Anyway.
Yo, so anyways, if you remember that scene, you'll know this song, and you might know this song anyway, just because it's hilarious.
Remember the scene, you gotta focus.
Yeah.
Just make sure to do the hocus pocus.
That was Hocus Pocus by Focus. And it's a whole lot of mumbo jumbo.
If you had to guess what the most hip-hop word is, what would it be?
The most hip-hop word?
So this specifically means likelihood it appears in a hip-hop song versus a song from another genre.
Well, I'm a white man and I'm on the radio, so I can't say what the correct answer is.
Okay, well, what's the second most hip-hop word?
Most likely to appear in a hip-hop song, but not in another song.
Yes.
Gangsta.
That actually doesn't make the top 20.
No way.
Nope.
Well, wait, was the word I was thinking of in there?
No. I don't think they counted that, though. There's no way they counted that.
Well, that's silly, because so then the list is invalid.
Okay, but one more guess. I want to see if you even hit one of the top 20.
Is it bitches?
It is not, because there's no cursing on this list.
Well, then it's a stupid list.
So, it's...
This is clearly
chopper,
a very stupid list.
Stuntin',
wait,
flexin',
wait.
Main, trill, chopper.
What the... Huh?
Like, you know, helicopter, chopper.
Why is that the number one most hip-hop word?
Because I guess you can't... Well, because it's specifically, I think, because I know Rick Ross and Lil Wayne use it a lot, but you can't be rich unless you got a chopper.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's one thing to have a private jet, it's another thing to have a helicopter.
All right.
Anyway, the least hip-hop word... This list is actually funny, because it makes it just sound like hip-hop's just really happy. The words are sailed, emptiness... Sigh, desire, see, broken, heart, cried, mountain, and alone. All really depressing words for the most part.
Huh.
And so, you know.
Yeah, but they're not very hip-hop.
They're not.
That sounds a lot like country.
Yeah.
Run through the list of least likely words.
Sailed, emptiness, sigh, desire, see, broken, heart, cried, mountain, alone. Or
yeah,
like
that's
a
definitely...
really sad indie song.
Yeah. That's either Father John Misty or country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, yo, do you want to talk about something?
Nah, not really.
Nah?
No.
All right. We'll be right back. Yo, look at those funky noises there.
Yeah, that was some metal nonsense coming at you from Chibo Motto.
Why did you lean forward? You knew who that was.
Oh, no, I was just looking at the cover. I like the cover. Oh, it's weird. Okay. I don't know why they're blue, but I like it. All right. Which is...
Yeah, no.
They are two. They are two. They are two females. You cannot. It cannot be described as J-pop, but they are.
They fall into
poppy
the,
music, and
well, that was
also rocky, but also metally. And, yeah, with a little bit of hip hop
and sometimes metal.
It's all kinds of everything. That
they're basically gorillas, but like female and from Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So that came off of Stereotype A, which was the album of the week that I chose for this week because it was my turn to be album master. And basically I chose that because, as I was saying earlier in the show, there's just so many different sounds and noises and weird stuff going on in that album. And so...
And in our heads.
Yes. So when you listen to... that on different speakers, then you hear different stuff. And
different
also,
speakers,
it's really
different stuff.
Strange album. Woo! And I enjoy it quite a lot. So everyone should check out Stereotype A. It's something that a lot of people probably wouldn't usually listen to, but I really enjoy.
It's lit.
You might too.
It's lit.
So,
woohoo!
Check it out.
Hey yo, Owen.
Thanks. What's up?
I think the FCC wanted us to do something.
Yeah. We've been streaming for what, like a half an hour now-ish? A little bit more,
maybe
probably.
Something like that. Probably 35 minutes.
Yeah, 30. Oh, wow. There you go. 35, 43.
Yo, dude, 35, I nailed
44,
it. 35,
46. Anyway, yeah, they want us to do something, so
yep.
Let's do it. Here's things. We do things.
Let's do a thing.
Pick a thing. Anything. Nah. All right, that's the thing.
All right.
What thing you get?
Four plans is not an emergency plan. Make a disaster plan with your kids. Then it has like a photo strip of a family posed in front of like the same stock background like you'd all take school photos on, you know, in front of.
Sure.
It's a kind of a brown splotchy background. So then over the father, and I'm just presuming they could be really weird looking people. This might be the son and the dad just looks like he's 12. So over the father it says run home. Then over the mother it says run to the bus stop. And then the daughter, over the daughter, who has a really, really weird haircut, it says, run to Amanda's. Apparently Amanda.
Yo, shout out my girl Amanda, though.
Yo, dude, I guess Amanda's house is disaster-free.
That's good.
That is good. And then this little dude with like a smug grin on his face has written over it, just run.
Same.
So four plans is not an emergency plan. All right. Let's see what it says. Did you know? All right, we're playing that. Only 43% of U.S. households have created a family emergency plan. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I know my family has not.
Okay.
Also, Marissa, yes, I am blowing in the mic. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. It's wind. It adds ambiance. Keep doing that on. See if you can make, like, thunder noises, too. Okay, so new Ready Kids PSAs encourage parents to talk with their children about preparedness and provide conversation starters, including who to call as your out-of-state emergency contact, where to meet if your family is separated, and what to pack as part of your emergency supply kit. Brought to you by Ready, with a little check mark, now I'm reading logos, FEMA, and the Ad Council. And away that goes.
We did it!
Woohoo! We did the thing!
Okay. Pick a random thing. This is my random thing.
Okay.
Oh, this is a bad random thing. I don't like this organization.
Which,
but that's okay.
Which one is it?
Goodwill helped 2,000.
Oh, you don't like Goodwill?
216,000 people is 216,000 people. Oh. Get back to work last year. Donate stuff and create jobs. Goodwill.org. Did you know? Did you know this? Goodwill is the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada.
I did not know that.
Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items to fund job training,
that I knew,
placement services, and other community programs.
Yeah, I definitely knew that.
So
that's why I go there, right? To buy cheap things that people don't want.
Okay, is that our PSAs for the day?
It can be.
Okay, cool. So, I don't like Goodwill. Now that we're out of PSAs, I can say my own personal opinion. Bye, PSA.
I don't think that's the distinction, but whatever.
I don't like Goodwill because that's not entirely true. Okay. A lot of that money goes to profit for the higher-ups in the company, and a lot of the money of donated clothes or donated items doesn't actually do any good. It just lines people's pockets, and it's basically the best business model ever by doing a little bit of good, claiming you're doing a ton, and then being like, give us free inventory. So you have all profit because there's no inventory cost because people are literally bringing it to you.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then you price it for whatever. And so that's why I don't like Goodwill. I'll still shop at Goodwill because thrift store is a thrift store. And, you know, cheap stuff, you got to save that money.
I got so annoyed at them. I got so annoyed at Goodwill, though.
But Goodwill is Satan.
The last time I went, I used to go and they would have tons and tons and tons of records for a dollar each, 99 cents, right? So then they closed the one that was closest to me, like in the one town over.
Yep.
So I had to go a couple towns over to go to one, but it's still not that far, you know, but so I go there, they have very, very few records comparatively, and they're all like $4 each. Now, the thing with going to Goodwill to buy records is that if you go there looking to buy something for more than a dollar, you're not going to find anything worth more than a dollar if you're looking for records, generally speaking, and you're certainly not going to find anything worth $4. You know, there'll be exceptions to this, obviously, but by and large, you're going to just waste money if you spend $4 on any of the records, right?
Yeah.
So, now I don't have a source of cheap records like that.
Rip.
Rip. It's not a good story. There's no payoff. I just wanted to share.
just an opinion.
Yep. Ayo.
So, you mentioned gorillas earlier.
I did.
I like gorillas.
Me too.
Gorillas by Gorillas was my album of the week last semester.
Gorillas, gorillas.
In connection to Chivo Amado.
Gorillas, gorillas.
One of the singers in Chivo Amado is the voice of Noodle on this song.
Noodle.
So, here's 19-2000.
Okay.
I'm fond of Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said, slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I'm good, in a happy mood.
Get the cool shoe shine.
Ayo.
So, I looked up some things.
Looked up some things. What did you find out?
Miho Hattori is the name of the singer who was on both of those, the Chiwamato and 19-2000. Okay. I also learned that on Stereotype A, electric bass, synth bass, drums, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, percussion, synth, vocoder, vocals, 12-string guitar, and delay pedal were all done by Sean Lennon.
Huh.
And Chiwamato, their latest album, was put out through Sean Lennon's label.
That's cool.
So
I guess Sean Lennon likes Chiwamato.
Yeah. And I like Chiwamato.
I can tell.
And I've never been in the same room with Sean Lennon.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Anyway, here's Run the Jewels.
Okay. This is Run the Jewels. It's from their album Run the Jewels 2. And it's cool.
Brainiac, run, go tell him that. A.T. Alien, and my tell him that.
Cavalry's wrong, I'm savage. So if your class, what's happening? 2-yard bullet with a fully automatic. Heart full of pain and a head full of habit. Everybody steps on the key and I'm letting them have it. Have it. Leave a name, mama, to say what happened. Who gon' buy my baby a cat?
Mega blast, I'm mega lit. On Highway 6 and I'm not strapped in. I don't crash, I just skid. You got the cash, I'll make the trip. I make the trip, you better pay. Don't worse, but less, don't make my day. I'm not from Earth, from far away. I bust through chests like baby Gray.
Running the jewels of the game. Whipping the mixes like chickens are cane. Spitting the sickness again. Parents is living again. Kids is just insane. Wanting that left this with a chain. Rapping the simple like they in a game. Delivery dope like a dope who's a dope boy. No filler, for a junkie, a fiend. Fiend, 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 fiend.
Hey, oh my darling, don't cry.
Sam.
From Run the Jewels 2.
Yeah, I know that whole song now. I'm so proud.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm also proud of you. I don't know that one, so I'm particularly impressed.
I know a lot of Run the Jewels. I haven't listened to Run the Jewels a lot lately, but I still love
it. Me neither, but...
And Killer Mike.
Yeah, me too.
So much Killer Mike.
I don't know all that many rap songs, like, all the way through, just in general.
Yeah.
Like that I can rap along to, like, all of them. Like, the whole thing. Most of them are Kendrick songs. A couple of Childish Gambino. That's about it, really. I can,
it's respectable.
Yeah. I know that's some, a handful.
I know some Big Sean. I know, obviously, Run the Jewels.
I'm working on it, though.
ASAP Rocky.
I'm trying to get Legend Has It.
Couple Lil Wayne songs. Couple Jay-Z songs. Good number of Kanye songs. I know a lot. I know a decent amount.
Yeah. No, that's good.
It's fun.
That's good. Yo, do you know any Frank Ocean?
I know a lot of Frank Ocean. I've been listening to a lot of the his most recent album lately. I didn't like it when it first came out.
Yeah, me neither.
But I've liked it a lot. At least the first half. The second half's kind of weird, which is usually good, but sometimes you just got to be in the mood for that.
Yeah.
But the first half I really, really enjoy now. So this is off the first half. Not the song I wanted for tonight, but he doesn't have a clean version of the whole album. Same with Channel Orange. So you got to pick and choose the clean songs you can get. So here's Pink and White.
Pink and White. Here on Q-Dat.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed me. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
E. Yeah, so that was Frank Ocean.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Oh,
whoops. Let's wait for that one.
Yeah.
Because I had things I wanted to do.
Oh, of course.
So I was talking during one of the songs, and I think it's worth sharing, mostly because I think I come up with a lot of good ideas. I don't know if people agree or not, but I keep throwing them out there anyways. Wouldn't we make great morning show hosts?
Yeah, I mean, I agreed with you already.
Well, we gotta recreate the conversation with the listeners.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think so.
Uh-oh.
There, is that a better recreation?
No, I feel like I have...
Did give you what you wanted? Did that help explain your rationale to the audience?
Yes,
did
you know what?
Reading with you really... Did it do a lot? Was it helpful? Was it beneficial?
You know what, Owen?
So why would we make good morning hosts? Why do you
because
think?
We occasionally play on our show play music, but mostly just talk and engage in witty banter and then pull shenanigans.
Half the time I wouldn't even call it witty. I would just call it nonsense.
Yeah.
But that's very much in the tune of morning shows.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, you see the point. You see my point.
Yes, no. Like I said, I already agreed with you.
I was talking to the listeners.
I mean, if you see Garber's point...
Yo, send us a Snapchat.
Yeah. Tell him I see your point. Put a point on the snap.
Use the pointing emoji.
Put the point.
Anyways, yo, so this is WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette point. College Radio.
Point. Point.
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
Point.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
Point.
Point. You gotta say, you gotta really emphasize the P. Point. It's fun, right?
Point.
I love saying words long enough that they don't sound like real words.
That's like a legitimate thing that has its own name.
I don't remember what the name is.
Yeah, I forget what it's
like
called.
Cupcake is one of those words. You say cupcake enough, and then cupcake starts to sound like nonsense, or you get really bothered by the cupcake, the two C's back to back. Cupcake, 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 cupcake. I don't like it.
You want to get really, like, messed up?
Okay.
Say Owen over and over and over and over again.
That's just my name.
I know.
Owen, 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 Owen. I woke up once and forgot my name.
What?
That's the thing that happened. I woke up and I forgot what my name was. I was, like, 11 at the time. I forgot what my name was. And I don't know why.
Your name is Owen, you dumbass.
I don't know why that was so important at the time. But, like, I freaked out. Where I'm like, I'm never going to remember. Like, someone's going to try to talk to me. And I'm not going to remember what my name is.
We threw out his name!
That's exactly what it was like. I just woke up and I was like, yo, what's my name? And then couldn't remember.
What's my age again?
But yeah. Anyway, we have one more song.
We are already 2 seconds in. Do you want to just hit play? Okay. Well, let's talk about this dude first, actually. I think he deserves an intro.
I think so, too. That's what I thought you were saying. I didn't realize you just wanted to talk about the morning show thing.
I was thinking about it during Pink and White. I wanted to make sure I hit that.
Gotcha.
I also want to introduce this, because he's cool. So, you actually showed me this dude on the show.
Yes.
You told me not to listen to him beforehand, and wait, and it was pretty cool.
Yes.
We did Ain't It a Sin, I think.
Yes.
Right. But this is a different song, so why don't you talk about him?
So, I don't know a ton about this guy, but he's... So... His name is Charles Bradley.
Yes.
By the way, this is who you're supposed to guess. If you guessed this earlier, I mean, obviously, I didn't get any messages from anyone, but I guess if you're reading this in archives,
we got tons of messages.
You might be able to.
We got a whole bunch of messages.
His name is Charles Bradley, and I don't know what he did before he was a singer.
He was a
James Brown impersonator.
So
he was a singer. But before he put out his first, like, major album, he'd done other stuff. So his first album came out when he was, I believe, 62.
So this
is a man
who's actually from his first album.
Quote unquote, past his prime.
Yep.
Now just decided he's going to like start a soul music career.
Well, he didn't decide that. He finally got a record contract.
Yeah.
He had been doing. That's why he was a James Brown impersonator.
He was doing music, I'm saying, but like, he's just like 60 years old. He finally has a chance to like. Be this person. The interview, you tagged me, and I hadn't seen that before, but he was like, yeah, basically, like, this opened up a whole new avenue in my life and, like, basically started it over.
Yeah.
A dude 62. Like, he basically got at least a second life.
Yeah, basically, he retired and became a professional musician.
Yeah. He was on the Luke Cage. He was one of the few artists who got to play in...
Yep.
The fake club they had there, which is super cool.
I still need to finish that show.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
But really, he's just a really positive, happy, upbeat guy with a good message. It's just love each other. And you can really feel that energy in his music. And if you ever watch him, like, any live performances by him, which you all should, like... You can tell just how intense and emotional he feels up there on that stage. And, there are a lot of artists who are really good performers, and there are a lot of artists who, like, put their heart and soul into what they do. But I think it shows so well on Charles Bradley. But anyway, we just found out. I mean, obviously, it just happened the other day. But like,
yeah,
it came out of nowhere.
Less than a week. Yeah,
yeah. That Charles Bradley, he was suffering from cancer. I think it was lung cancer and pancreatic cancer. But it was lung cancer or something else.
I thought it was pancreatic cancer, so it was probably both.
So it's probably both.
Doesn't matter. It was a cancer. While,
and he had to cancel some of his tour dates.
Yeah.
And honestly, actually, he was set to be on a festival next
yeah.
like month or so because I wanted to go because I really wanted to see him specifically perform.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up passing away.
Last week of cancer.
Yep. So we do this every now and then whenever it's relevant, and we have a show going. But so we're just gonna play our last song to honor his memory and his spirit.
Well, it's not our last song.
Well. Our last
but our last regularly scheduled song. And then we get to improvise.
Yes.
Because all of this is very clearly meticulously planned.
Obviously. Always and forever.
Anyways.
So.
Not to take away anything. Here's Charles Bradley with the Menahan Street Band. The answer to our trivia question playing with him.
The perfect song for the man with the heart of gold.
Here's Charles Bradley singing Heart of Gold.
A heart of gold. If this is passion, I never give. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line, it keeps me searching for.
Indeed. So
that's Charles Bradley with the Menahan Street Band. Heart of Gold covering Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yo, so our new plan is to just do one random song that we agree on air to end the show.
So I have something in mind.
Okay.
Or I have an album in mind, and we can pick off of that. But just thinking about covers and thinking about like that song covering Neil Young's song theme further back, Rock and Roll by John Lennon.
Okay.
Has a number of good songs on there.
It does.
And I don't know if you want to pick one of those.
I like John Lennon.
Okay.
I want to go off of rock and roll.
Okay.
I think we
do
can
love
pick.
Ain't That a Sin, though. I'll have to put that on a show next week. Yes.
I think we can. I think we can. I think we should pick something off of either Imagine or
Plastic Ono Band.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go take a look. Which one do you want to look at first?
I listen to Plastic Ono Band more lately, but I'm really fine with either. There's a couple songs on Plastic Ono Band that are not clean.
Yes, I know that.
That say they're clean.
Right, right.
So that's something we got to keep in mind.
All right, well, let's check out Imagine first,
okay.
then.
Okay.
And we'll see what we get. Oh, that's it.
I'm mad indeed.
I'm mad. Look, dude, the lights are off. I can't see what we're doing.
Does
I can't see the keyboard.
Lights really are off. I'm like crippled inside. I think it's just such a, I love the, like, how upbeat of a song it is for how sad the lyrics are. I love songs like that in general.
Yeah.
But that's okay. A really good example.
No, I dig it. I like Jealous Guy better. Do you want to do the... Or we could do... I'm cool with Crippled Inside.
I'm fine with
you. You want to do that one?
Flip a coin.
No, let's just make it... Let's make a decision. Let's not make the coin make a decision. Let's make a decision.
Fine. I'm fine with Jealous Guy. I think Jealous Guy follows better sound-wise with, like, the kind of, like, slower vibe. So I'm good with that.
Okay. Let's do Jealous Guy by John Lennon off of Imagine to end our show. Ready?
Didn't want to hurt you.
And that is all for us tonight.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Here on Two Dat.
Two Dudes.
Assorted tunes. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This has been Two Dat.
Two Dat.
Here on WJRH.
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Two Dat.
Two Dat indeed.
All right. Until next week.
Have a good night, y'all.
Adios, amigos.